The following is a recording of the Lena Delgado teleconference, which I advise on Friday, July 26, 2013, at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Jennifer, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA Inn conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Maria Barona of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Good morning and welcome to Welcome to FIBRA Inn's conference call, in which the company will be discussing its acquisition strategy update as well as 2Q13 earnings. We're very pleased that you could join us today. From the company, we have Mr. Joel Zorrilla, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Financial Officer, and Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer. Please note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are not historical facts and are based on the management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain reclassifications have been made to make figures comparable for the periods. All the announcements regarding hotel acquisitions were distributed to the market previously, and they are also available on the FIBRA Inn website in the Investor Relations section. If you did not receive them, or if you would like to be added to the company's distribution list, please contact iAdvise Corporate Communications in New York at 212-406-3691 after this call. Thank you, and now I will turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. We have several topics to cover today, namely, the fact that during the quarter we have been very active in two aspects mainly. Number one, taking over the operation of those six hotels that comprise our acquisition portfolio. As you recall, these were part of the formation transactions that we outlined during the initial public offering last March 13, 2013. And number two, the analysis of the hotels in the pipeline as well as the acquisition transactions. Therefore, our agenda for today will be as follows. Mr. Joel Zorrilla will be discussing the distribution for this quarter and the corresponding dividend yield, the agreement with Wyndham Hotel Group and Intercontinental Hotel Group, the binding agreements to purchase properties. He will also review the update on the acquisition portfolio. And finally, he will share with you our vision regarding the future pipeline of acquisitions and development. Following that presentation, Mr. Oscar Calvillo will review the relevant events for this three-month period as well as the results of the second quarter of 2013. Also, please note that during the analysis of the acquired hotels, we will be referencing cap rate levels, which are calculated on a forward basis to the year when we consider the hotel will be stabilized. This cap rate is based on an NOI valuation and will be using the acquisition value after tax and expenses. These expenses correspond mainly to real estate transfer tax, the acquisition fee, the due diligence process, notary expenses, initial working capital, and the remodeling expenses in regard to the addition of rooms or rebranding when needed. Thank you for your attention. I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Joel Zorrilla.
Hi, good afternoon. Distribution and dividend yield. On July 24th, FIBRA Inc.'s technical committee approved a second distribution to our CBFI holders. The payment date will be August 20th, 2013, for a total amount of pesos 53.3 million, equivalent to 20.6 Mexican cents per CBFI. That's a dividend yield of 4.3% of the market cap. The breakdown is as follows. Pesos 4.4 million in taxable income, or 1.7 cents per CBFI, and pesos 48.9 million in return of capital, or 18.9 cents per CBFI, based on the results and operations of Ibrahim during the second quarter of 2013. Moving on, agreements with Wyndham Hotel Group. As you're familiar with, we are committed to operating under globally recognized and reputable brands that will add value to the portfolio. As such, the initial portfolio included the Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn Express and Suites, Holiday Inn & Suites, Hampton Inn by Hilton, and Wyndham brands. Our intention is to continue adding other international brands, such as Marriott, Courtyard by Marriott, Cecil Inn by Marriott, Wyndham, Wyndham Garden, Microtel, NH Hotels, Hilton Garden Inn, Four Points by Sheraton, and others of the same caliber. Today, I am very pleased to announce that Fibra Inn is negotiating with Wyndham Hotel Group to own and operate a portfolio of Wyndham-branded properties in Mexico. Wyndham Hotel Group is the world's largest hotel company with over 7,380 hotels in more than 66 countries. The hotel group, which has over 100 hotels through Latin America, has 30 properties and over 4,000 rooms in Mexico. Fibra Inn recently acquired the 198-room Wyndham Casa Grande Monterrey, and we have already identified additional properties that are potential acquisition targets and may be converted to the Wyndham brand later this year. Furthermore, with this agreement, Fibra Inn will grow the operations to 10 states throughout Mexico, comprising more than 3,100 rooms, in line with our growth strategy. Agreement with Intercontinental Hotels Group. Fibra Inn is currently in the process of establishing an agreement with IHG, Intercontinental Hotels Group, to set the terms and conditions in which Fibra Inn will develop and acquire 20 hotels in Mexico through franchise agreements, to brand and operate those properties under the Hotel Indigo, Crown Plaza, Holiday Inn, Staybridge Suites, and Candlewood Suites brands. IHG is a global organization with a broad portfolio of high-quality hotel brands, including brands we have already mentioned, plus Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts, Eden Hotels, and Walix Hotels and Resorts. IHG franchises, leases, manages, or owns over 4,600 hotels in more and more than 600,704 guest rooms in early nearly 100 countries and territories, and has more than 1,000 hotels in its development pipeline. IHG has almost 200 hotels throughout Latin America, 120 of those located within Mexico, offering almost 19,000 rooms. Fibra Inn currently manages 7 Holiday Inn Express hotels, 1 Holiday Inn & Suites, and 1 Holiday Inn in 7 states throughout the Mexican Republic. Fibra Inn reiterates its commitment to operate under globally recognized and reputable brands that will add value to the portfolio of the Fibra. Binding agreements to purchase properties. Now let's discuss binding agreements to purchase properties. Camino Real, Guanajuato. The Camino Real, Guanajuato is the first hotel we acquired in the state of Guanajuato at the Bajío region. We negotiated this hotel at pesos 230 million, excluding taxes and acquisition expenses, and it will represent 7% of the total value of the Fibra's portfolio. Our technical committee authorized this binding agreement just a few days ago on July 24th. This particular location is a very strategic one for us. The auto industry has generated a huge demand in that area. The nearby city of Silao is home to the main General Motors plant in the country. Volkswagen initiated motor plant there as well. The Mazda and Honda plants are also nearby, as well as numerous auto parts suppliers. Additionally, there are several industrial parks around for the auto and other industries, making this area a prime area for business travelers. Also, Guanajuato is an attractive tourist destination for nationals and foreigners alike, as well as being home to the internationally renowned Festival Cervantino, a cultural tradition. The Camino Real Guanajuato is one of the few hotels located here and a local leader. Competition in this area is mainly driven by 86 small independent hotels. There are also other brands such as Best Western, Real de Minas, and Hotel Mision, where we see a clear lack of more and better lodging options. This property has several meeting rooms to serve events for groups and conventions. It currently has 105 rooms, and the plan is to add 50 rooms for a total of 165 rooms that will be fully operating in third quarter 2014. This addition will cost $3.8 million. This asset is very difficult to replicate because of its unique location and the limited access to land sites in the city of Guanajuato. The estimated stabilized NOI will be pesos 29.3 million, including the addition of 50 rooms, and we are projecting a stabilized cap rate of 9.2. The hotel indicators reflect successful performance so far. Hence, the Camino Real Hotel Company will act as the third-party operator of this hotel. This group is part of Grupo Empresarial Angeles and manages under international standards. Marriott Real Puebla. As we already announced on July 1st, we signed a binding agreement to purchase the Marriott Real Puebla. This is the first hotel of the pipeline, and we expect to formalize the acquisition in August. First, Marriott, a leading global brand in the hotel industry. As we have been communicating since the IPO, we are focusing on adding a recognized international brand, such as this one, to our portfolio. And secondly, the operational contribution of this hotel to the PIB is significant, at about 15% to the total hotel revenues of the 15 hotels, and it represents 11% of the total value of the portfolio of the FIBRA. FIBRA's technical committee approved the transaction on June 26, 2013, as follows. $27.8 million in cash, plus $7.1 million for an addition of 100 rooms, as well as $2.4 million for tax and acquisition expenses, totaling $37.3 million. We are projecting a stabilized cap rate of 10.1 based on NOI valuation. The improvement of the cap rate is based on our estimate to reduce costs from the first moment of the takeover, operating under our productivity standards, with the addition of 100 rooms. Our own hotel operator will be in charge of this hotel. FIBRA is in the process of finalizing the paperwork of this property in order to complete the acquisition, as well as signing the franchise agreement with Marriott International. It is important to mention that the Marriott Real Puebla is a local leader. Furthermore, that particular area has demonstrated significant economic growth, also linked to investments in the automotive industry. These include the Volkswagen plant in Puebla, the auto plant that is being built there, as well as the various auto parts suppliers located nearby. While the Marriott has had very good hotel indicators last year, we are confident that we can improve productivity by operating it through our own hotel operator. Hotel Mexico Plaza La Plata. Yesterday, we announced the binding agreement to purchase the Hotel Mexico Plaza in Irapuato, located in the central part of the country in the Bajío region. The price was agreed at pesos 93 million, excluding taxes and acquisition expenses. This hotel will represent 3% of the total value of the portfolio of the FIBRA. Following our commitment to operate global and well-recognized brands, FIBRA is planning a brand conversion to Wyndham Garden in this property. The budget for this project is pesos 6.8 million, that will include the necessary adjustments to comply with the Wyndham standards, design, and branding. We consider this to be strategic to FIBRA Inc. as Irapuato is one of the most benefited cities in the Bajío region with regards to the growing industrial sector, as I mentioned previously. I also want to add that the city is in a more advantageous position with regards to infrastructure compared to its neighboring cities Silao and Salamanca. And it's a strategic location with the Bajío in terms of being central to the northern and central parts of the country. The Hotel Mexico Plaza Irapuato is located on the main avenue of the city, facing an important commercial shopping center, Plaza Cibeles. We are acquiring this hotel at a stabilized cap rate of 10.1%. This property currently has 102 rooms and no additional rooms planned. A third-party hotel operator, Operadora Mexica Irapuato, will manage this property. Update on the initial portfolio. Let's move on to review our initial acquisition portfolio. Our acquisition portfolio is comprised of the six hotels we have been acquiring after the IPO. We paid a total of pesos 914.4 million for the six hotels in cash. And as of June 30th, 2013, we still have pesos 1,589 million in cash remaining from the IPO. Holiday Inn Puebla La Noria. Also, on July 24th, we completed the acquisition of the Holiday Inn Puebla La Noria that was part of the initial portfolio. We paid pesos 193.6 million, excluding taxes and expenses. This property represents 6% of the total value of the receiver. We are projecting a stabilized cap rate of 10.6%, and Holiday Inn Pueblo La Noria operates with 150 rooms with no additional rooms planned for the moment. As with the Mario Real Puebla, the Holiday Inn Pueblo La Noria benefits from the robust area which has been boosted by the manufacturing and automotive sector as we discussed before. The performance of this hotel has been outstanding. The occupancy rate at 83%, the average daily rate was pesos 907, and the revenue per available room was pesos 749 in year 2012. Grupo Presidente is the third-party operator that will continue the operation of this Holiday Inn Pueblo La Noria, as the performance indicators have proved to be very successful. Now let's talk about our vision about the future pipeline and development. Priority number one is to deliver distribution to our investors. Therefore, we are focusing on quality properties that will add value to the FIBRA. Our efforts are on acquisitions rather than organic developments. And we expect for the time being to keep a proportion of 80% acquisitions to 20% developments. With regards to the acquisition strategy, our target is to acquire 24 hotels in the next 2.5 years in order to reach 38 hotels in 2015, or approximately 5,623 rooms. The remaining resources resulting from the IPO of about pesos 1.5 billion plus debt of pesos 2.4 billion plus a value-added tax reimbursement of pesos 372 million for a total of 4.2 billion pesos should give us the funds required to purchase those 24 hotels. Currently, we're specifically looking into a pipeline of acquisitions of approximately 30 properties, 55% located in central Mexico, 20% in the north, 10% in the west, and 15% in the south. 50% of that pipeline is currently on the operating and financial due diligence process, and the other half is in its final stage of analysis. The overall market for acquisitions is very fragmented. There are almost 63% of independent hotels currently. We have a major brand name, and we are also finding that there is a huge demand for lodging in the central part of Mexico, especially in the Bajío region, because of the auto, airspace, and industrial growth. Also, there are areas of interest like the northeastern and northern industrial region of the country, as well as border towns, and the main cities of the country, Mexico City, Monterrey, and Guadalajara, are thriving and growing as well. As we said before, since we seek to operate in well-recognized global brands, we are looking at adding independent hotels to our portfolio in order to rebrand it. In regards to development, we do not have land banks for future greenfields. We are looking into projects of cap rates around 11% to 12% based on the experience we have of the developed hotels of our contribution portfolio. To date, we are analyzing 15 projects. We have very good perspective about the pipeline. We are very active in analyzing and negotiating new properties. For instance, we are talking with a hotel group to acquire a package of 4 to 7 well-recognized branded hotels. In exchange, the owner would like to receive CBFIs as payment. The negotiation is in an advanced stage, and we consider that the current hotel operator could be able to keep the operation of the hotels. We are negotiating another package of 7 regional hotels in the Bajío region that will be converted into a global brand. We are also participating in the public contest to acquire a major branded hotel very well located in Mexico City. We are also looking into several individual hotels in cities where there is an attractive demand. Thank you for your attention and for your interest. I would now like to turn over the call to our CFO, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, who will review the relevant events of the quarter as well as the operational and financial figures.
Thanks, Gerald. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's review some relevant events that happened during the second quarter. Relevant events during the second quarter 2013. Holders meeting. Our first ordinary holders meeting was held on June 13, 2013, Among others, the most relevant points were the addition of Timber Cap Pension Fund in our technical committee represented by Jose Antonio Gomez Aguado. We feel very pleased of this appointment as Mr. Gomez Aguado has a rich experience in the Mexican theater industry and will strengthen the corporate governance of theater Inc. with a daily surveillance at the pension fund. The approval of additions of 50 million CBPI, which will be maintained in the trust account, to be delivered as payment for the compensation of the contribution of real estate assets into the FIBRA, with economic and corporate rights being the date of and in proportion to, and while they are delivered as payment for the equity of the trust. And this kind of transaction must be approved by the technical committee. Market maker. On July 22nd, we announced the appointment of UBS Casa de Bolsa as FIBRA's market maker for the CBPI. We signed the contract for 1 year, and we basically affirm our commitment to promoting the liquidity of the securities by supporting the operation in the market. Second quarter 2013 operating and financial results. Operating results. Let me begin with some operating highlights for the second quarter. The occupancy rate reached 51.7% for the second quarter 2013. It was 6.2 percentage points when compared to a 55.5 report for second quarter 2012. This improvement was due to the following. The Hampton Inn by Hilton Saltillo presented an increase of 16.5 percentage points in occupancy, mainly due to corporate clients dedicated to the automotive industry such as Fiat, Cook Assistant, General Motors, Johnson Controls, Chrysler, and Delta. The Holiday Inn Express on Street on the Monterey Airport increased 12.5 percentage points in occupancy, largely due to the contract signed with Aeromexico and American Airlines to lodge their aircrew, an aggressive electronic advertising campaign through the Saver system of the travel agency, as well as some corporate clients. The Holiday Inn Express on Street in Toluca City grew 8.6 percentage points in occupancy, mainly due to a lodging agreement signed with Aeromexico and Volaris, as well as Inicia and the Red Cross. The Hampton Inn by Hilton in Monterey, California, has increased 7.8 percentage points in occupancy due to the recovery of this market and the efforts of the sales force to win this client base. The main corporate clients were ComberMex, AppleMex, RailMex, and American Express, as well as clients from the medical sector. The Hampton Inn in Reynosa experienced an increase of 7.8 percentage points, largely due to the contract signed with Aeromex and Interjet, the contract with corporate clients around the construction of a wind power park, and sports accretive goods. The Holiday Inn Express in Saltillo increased 6.1 percentage points in occupancy, mainly due to the corporate clients from the automobile sector. The main ones were Chrysler, Fiat, General Motors, Magna, Nubia, and Lear. Our average daily rate during the second quarter 2013 was 960.4, which decreased 0.4 compared to the 964 rate last year. This decrease was mainly to the net effect of an increase in average daily rate at two hotels. One, 11.3 at the Hampton Inn by Hilton Monterey Galleria El Estado, mainly from commercial accounts. This was due to the implementation of a revenue maximization strategy closing lower rates to allocate the best rates possible. And two, the Hampton Inn by Hilton Reynosa with an increase of 4 points in ADR. Slightly offsetting this increase was the decline in the average daily rate at the Holiday Inn Express Suite at Monterey Airport and in Toluca, where lower rates were offered to the airlines with time contract rates. These negative 8.9 and negative 5.9 respectively. As a result, our revenue per available room was 10.8 higher in the second quarter of 2013, which passed from 536.1 in the second quarter last year when compared to the 593.8 of the same quarter of 2013. Financial results. We registered total revenue for this period of 47.3 million, which was broken down as follows. Pesos 40.9 million was derived from the rental of 13 properties in the company's possession at the end of the second quarter of 2013, and the pesos 6.3 million corresponding to income from management subsidiaries, which is the independent company and subsidiary of Fibra Inc. This income is related to the real estate services provided to the hotel. We have operating expenses of pesos 15.9 million due mainly to the following factors. 3.8 million were related to salaries for general managers and maintenance personnel. $10 million related to administration expenses, insurance, and the CFO and investor relations expenses. $4.6 million correspond to the executive compensation of $3 million CBPIs that are in the treasury and do not represent cash flow. $2.7 million advisory fee. $1.7 million correspond to the other expenses related to the fiduciary salary of independent members and of change of committee and travel expenses. The provider advisor, which is the successful company, pay the property tax as well as the property damage insurance for the contribution portfolio. Property taxes were paid through April of 2013 and property damage insurance was paid through the first half of 2013. As a result, $0.3 million balance for insurance and $0.7 million in property taxes correspond to the properties acquired during the second quarter of 2013. Operating income reached $31.3 million for the second quarter of 2013. Net operating income, NOI, of the second quarter of 2013 reached $42.7 million, or 39% margin on hotel revenues. EBITDA for the same period was $36 million, equivalent to a 32.9 EBITDA margin on hotel revenues. In accordance with the IFRS, we raised no accounting depreciation for a period since we have elected to apply a fair value model, in which investment properties are reevaluated periodically and the change in value are recognized during the period in which they are presented. FIBRA Inc. concluded the second quarter of 2013 debt-free and with cash and equivalents of $1,589.7 million, we generated $6.2 million in interest during the quarter. The initial cost of financing was $22.32 million for the second quarter of 2013, positive. The result of the above consolidated net income for a period reached $43.6 million or 20.7 per CPI. Moving on to our balance sheet, as of June 30, 2013, cash and equivalents were $1,589.7 million. With the proceeds from the IPO, we made value-added tax payments for the aggregate value of the profits and other expenses in the amount of 372 million pesos. We expect to recover this value-added tax in the future. As of June 30, 2013, is a free of bank debt, we have sold liabilities of $13.2 million, all of which are short-term in nature. Thank you for your attention. That is all for our presentation. At this time, we will be happy to move to the question and answer session. Operator, may we begin, please?
Yes, at this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order they are received, and if at any time you wish to remove yourself from the questioning queue, you may do so by pressing star 2. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Our first question comes from Rogelio Urrutia with Actinver.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning. Congratulations on your results and on the recent announcements. I have one question. I was looking at the Mexico Plaza Hotels webpage and noticed that they own several hotels in central Mexico, particularly in the Bajío region. My question is, are you planning to work together with this particular change to acquire more of their hotel portfolio? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question, Angelia. Yes, we are currently looking at many properties in the Bajío region. Mexico Plaza is a very nice hotel and very well run. In fact, the same operator will be running that same hotel. But we are not looking only at those hotels. We're looking at very many other hotels together with Wyndham and with Marriott and with IHG to convert those properties. This is a very good example of what we said initially in our IPO process, where we would look at good assets that would definitely perform their international brand. And this is the way we are bringing value to this particular property, where we will set up the right branding and platforms on the internet and the systems of distribution of reservations that the Wyndham provides to us. So this is a good example of what we are looking at in the future, definitely.
Perfect. Thank you very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask a question. Our next question comes from Maria Madrazo with Credit Suisse.
Hello, guys. This is Julian. Thank you very much for the call and congratulations for the announcement of the acquisition. I don't know if you mentioned this in the call. I just was analyzing the executive compensation. I just wanted to know if that has to do with acquisition fees or it has to do with anything else. Thank you.
No, it was. That's not related to any acquisitions or any performance in particular of Fibra. That's an original arrangement of top management of the CFO since our IPO, and it's a non-cash item.
And could you give a little bit of color on which of the hotels are gonna pay an acquisition fee, and if it's gonna be paid in cash or shares? I don't know if you have decided that yet.
Can you ask again just to make sure we understand the question?
Sorry, no. Just wanted to know from which of the acquisitions are you gonna charge an acquisition fee? And if that acquisition fee is going to be paid with cash or with certificates?
No.
All of the acquisitions have a 3% acquisition fee, as we stated from day one in our IPO. And those are paid in cash to the Asesor de Activos Fibra and Prisma. And that fee is completing line of bringing in value as we are completely vested in our own net worth in the Fibra and the certificados itself. So we believe it's very clear and transparent as we every acquisition that we bring into the table has a specific fee and it's completely open. And at the end of the day, what we look at is the total cost of the acquisition with all expenses in and how that would provide a good NOI and a good cap rate. So we're always looking at all expenses in and how we can add value to the hotels when we add rooms, for example. We're adding rooms in several hotels. And all fees in, how will that asset will bring a lot of value to the future?
There's no change in regarding any fees since your inception and since IPO. We made exactly the same as we started.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. We have no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Zorrilla for closing remarks.
One second, Mr. Zorrilla. There's one more. There's two more questions that just lined up.
Yes, our next question comes from Tulsi Dayan with Banamex.
Yes, hello. Can you give us more color on the executive compensation expense, please? And a second question I couldn't hear well. What's your target of number of rooms by 2015, please?
Would you please repeat the question, and I would appreciate if you can get closer to the microphone, please.
Sure. Can you give us more color on the executive compensation expense, please? What is it about? And I couldn't hear you well. What's the target of number of rooms by 2015, please?
Yeah, executive compensation, again, as I was mentioning, it's a well-regarded practice in the industry to compensate the original party that set up the whole Fibra, and that was disclosed and extensively related in our IPO and our prospectus initially. So there's no change there. It is not a performance fee, and it does not depend on any particular results. So it's as I said, a non-cash item, and it's initially on a prospectus there. And the second question is about the number of rooms in the future. Is that correct?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. Yes, yes, we are looking at a target of 5,623 rooms in the next 12 to 15 months, and we feel very confident we'll be meeting that target. As I was mentioning earlier, we have very many projects in the pipeline, and we're looking at people that we have talked to before we did the IPO, and they would say to us, okay, come back to us when you are public and you are an established company. So we are getting a lot of phone calls of people that that now understand what the Fibra is, and many of them are looking at having certificados as a part of their payments. So we are very confident that we will meet the pipeline objectives. And not only that, we will come back to you for a follow-on investment later on. And we feel very confident in our growth.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Vanessa Quiroga with Credit Suisse.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. It's regarding the average daily rate. In the second quarter, you reported as 960 or 962 pesos, and last quarter I think it was more than 1,000, and the average daily rate. So, 976. So, is there a special reason for this reduction? And also, I wanted to make sure I understand what's the difference in these two occupancy rates that you. That you're disclosing here. What's the difference between 61.7% and 64.5%? Thanks.
Yes. Basically, the difference in activity is because of the hotels that are not property. Since the day they are in a property, that's the 61.7 activity, and the 64.5. And the other for the whole period of the hotels that are in the portfolio. So that's the difference. One is comparing, they have all the quarter data, and the other is only the data of the day they were within ourselves. So and some we have the as some of the hotels which came with occupancies lower in the but as they were as expected, we need to ramp up those hotels, basically in the Toluca, Toyoca, and Cancun. Which are the ones that lower that, and they the effect is that those ones, you consider the whole period, that's where you get that the occupancy, and when you consider only the part of the period that we're in our portfolio, that's what the other, is that explains the difference.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. We have no further questions. Mr. Zaria, any closing remarks?
Well, thank you all for your attention and for participating in our conference call. Please do not hesitate to contact our Investor Relations Department if you have any questions. We look forward to hearing from you. Have a good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.